Harlequin Best-Selling Author Collection and Harper Audio present Out of the Darkness by Heather Graham, performed by Saskia Marleveld, featuring the bonus story Marching Orders by Dolores Fawson, performed by Will Damron.
Prologue. What Davy Knew. The Bronx, New York City, New York. 10 years ago. The eyes fell upon Sarah Hampton with a golden glow. The woman's mouth, covered with blood, split into a diabolical smile as she cackled with glee, raising her carving knife and slamming it down on the writhing man tied to the butcher block in the kitchen. Blood seemed to spurt everywhere. Screams rose. And Sarah, laughing at herself for her own scream, grabbed Davy's hand and followed Tyler Grant out of the haunted house.
Fun,
Tyler said, laughing, catching his breath. It was fun, though Sarah had to admit she was glad she was here as part of a party of six. Fun? Yes, sure. And creepy. The weapons had looked real. The scare actors could have passed for the real thing quite easily as far as she was concerned. Ah, come on. The guy on the butcher block, his screams were nowhere as good as they should have been, Hannah Levine said. He must be getting tired of screaming. Long season, long night. But I guess it is Halloween.
Yeah, I imagine the poor kid has been at it a while, Sean Avery agreed.
He looked at Sarah's cousin, Davy.
Then again, this place opens for only 4 weekends, with Halloween weekend, the last, being the boss. Coolest thing ever, Davy.
Davy gave him a weird little half-smile. Susie Cornwall, Sarah's best friend, frowned. What's the matter, Davy? Was the haunted house too scary for you? We were all with you, you know.
That one was okay, Davy said. But now, drum roll, we're moving on to the major attraction,
Sean said.
No, no, no.
Davy shook his head violently.
I'm scared.
He clearly didn't want to go into Cemetery Mansion, another of the haunted houses. He seemed terrified. Sarah looked at her cousin with dismay. She loved Davy. She really loved him. She had never met anyone who was as kind, as oblivious to what others thought, as willing to help others. But Davy had Down syndrome. And while most of Sarah's friends were great, every once in a while they acted as if they didn't want to be with her, not if she was bringing Davy along. And tonight, well, it was almost Halloween, and she and her friends had scored tickets to Haunted Hysteria in a radio contest. It was the prime event of the season, but one they couldn't actually afford. Well, to be honest, and they all had to agree, it was Davy who'd won the tickets. They'd asked him to dial the radio station number over and over again, and Davy hadn't minded. The place itself was fabulous, decorated to a T, bats, ghouls, ghosts, vampires, witches, and more. Young actors and actresses, of course, but they walked around doing a brilliant job. The foam tombstones looked real and aged. The makeshift mortuary chapel was darkened as if older than time itself. Lights cast green and purple beams, and fog machines set in strategic places made for an absolutely immersive experience. And now they were all here. She, Davy, Tyler, Sean, Susie, and Hannah. Susie, tall and well-built, perfectly proportioned to be dressed up as Jessica Rabbit for the night, was her best friend. Tyler was the love of her life. And most of the time, both of them were truly wonderful friends. Tyler had even told her once that he knew right off the bat if he'd like people or not, all depending on the way they treated Davy. Hannah was a stunner, olive-skinned and dark-haired. As an evil fairy, she was even more exotically beautiful than usual. Sarah was pretty sure she'd caused one of the scare actors to pause, too startled by her beauty to scare her. Sean was charming, the old class clown. Apropos, he was dressed up as the Joker. Every once in a while, his wit could be cruel. Mostly, though, he was a great guy, and the five of them-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?